Barnett's Podcast, number one.
All right, everybody, welcome to the bar.
So happy to be back. It's been too long.
Thanks for the inviting me.
How long is it? How long has it been?
Well, let me tell you. About 15.
Oh,
years. 15 years.
Wow. Here
since we
are.
Last did this.
We're still upright.
And
that's
we're back.
A miracle.
Amazingly, we're the same age.
Same age. Same bar.
Last.
Same length.
I don't know about that.
It's all subjective.
I'm getting older. I'm sagging a little bit, so it's probably a little bit longer.
TMI.
Yes. So, welcome everybody to the bar.
Here we are again.
You said that already.
We've been here before.
Friday.
This is our first return here. So we're gonna do a little bit of backstory on how we got here, just for fun. This is kind of a part 0.91. It's not really episode number one because we're checking things out. So, backstory, like what, 15 years ago or something, we did a little podcast here at the bar
called Barnett's.
Called Barnett's.
You may have heard of it. There was quite a few episodes.
I went digging around after a catastrophic hard drive failure and looking for the old shows, and they're all gone. I was able to find one episode that exists, and I was able to pull album art from it, and I was able to get the intro that you just heard, but across the internet far and wide, that is the only episode
it's like it
left.
Never existed. We never partied before. This is our first time at the bar. We're fresh and new.
Yes, and you know, the reason that we got started with this is because our kid, who 15 years later is no longer 6 years old, is now 21. And her fondest memory of those days was being sent to her room because mommy and daddy were going to podcast.
The Barnett's. It was all about that Barnett's.
So she remembers, go to your room.
You need to go to your room now. We're going to do the Barnett's podcast. But mommy.
And so now she wants to be on the show.
So, but not tonight.
Not tonight.
She's in France.
So we got so I'm your bartender, Scott. I'm here all night. Tell your friends.
And I'm the lush.
My luscious lady.
His
and
lush.
I'm the luscious bestie.
My luscious lady friend.
We're
Cass.
At the bar having my time.
And we're joined tonight by two others. We have Suzanne, the
Yo.
Friend, and Suzanne's phone, who will also be joining us. You
that
may hear buzzing and vibration all night long. That's her phone trying to communicate.
That's just how she keeps it going with that vibration all day.
We keep that phone's mic turned way down because it never shuts the fuck up. Say hello, Suzanne, talking to the microphone.
You are jealous that everybody loves me.
I've read those messages, and I don't think everybody loves you. Those are not all love letters.
Is that what you call love? You and I need to talk.
Those are not love letters.
You may be mistaken.
So I told the ladies, come to the show prepared. My very simple rule was bring your own headphones. We already have one fail there, Suzanne.
Sorry.
We're not naming names.
We're not naming names.
No.
I heard it differently.
This is a happy place. We're at the bar. Remember the rules.
Wait, we're at the bar and we're on our second Mai Tai. We are very happy.
We are
lit.
On our second Mai Tai.
It's
one
more
of the
like
things,
lit.
15 years in the making, and I've finally learned how to make a fantastic
actually,
Mai Tai.
You know,
if he does say so himself,
and
we went from 15 years ago, if you remember correctly, we were brewing our own beer and
yes,
had beer coming out of the wall.
The magic beer wall.
The magic beer
How
wall.
Could I forget?
Is now the tap handles
still there?
Still there, but holding
just for show
the apron and the Mardi Gras beads. Very important.
But yes. Those Mardi Gras beads are going to come into play a little later.
Oh.
About the third Mai Tai.
Oh, no, we have a two Mai Tai max.
It's a two Mai Tai limit.
It's a two Mai Tai max.
Because I've learned how to make them right, and they are really good.
Yes.
The whole Mai Tai thing started in a very few short months ago.
October.
Was it October?
Exact. Yes.
October, we went to a local, one of those bar experiences here locally. And had a.
I mean, we
awesome
could say Strong Water.
We went to
say
Strong Water in Anaheim. Yeah, I'm not a.
Shout
not
out, a, shout out, shout out. Sponsor us.
If you'd like
us
to advertise.
Sponsor yes, us.
Please.
And based on that, I thought this Mai Tai is really fucking good. So tried to make it on my own, refined the art, and then went out to Phoenix to help my daughter move. And who would have known, but Phoenix is a hotbed of tiki culture. So I dragged my kid around to tiki places, and we went to another place, the Captain's Cabin, if you're in Phoenix. It's awesome. Had some killer drinks. Came back, made a bunch of more Mai Tais.
But we have to say that the Mai Tai craze, obviously 15 years ago we were into the beer craze, right? We were into the microbreweries and going to all the microbreweries and all that. Well, then we got old and beer made us fat and bloated. So we
we're still fat and bloated.
We're still fat and bloated, but we're no longer gassy because we don't drink beer.
Exactly. So anyways, we switched to hard alcohol.
You know, sponsor us.
A few years back. And come to find out, my 85-year-old mother, her favorite drink in the world is a Mai Tai. She just found this out a couple years ago. So our mission has been for her to experience the best Mai Tai in the world until she's no longer here, right? So.
And that is made by me.
And yes.
So far, Scott is the wiener.
He's the best son-in-law, the favorite, because.
At the moment.
He's mastered the ultimate Mai Tai.
With a good dose of ass kissing with it.
Just the Mai Tai.
I don't know what you're talking
amazing
about.
So Mai Tais are now all the rage. We also have perfected the painkiller and the buffalo milk. So those are now the house drinks, pretty
well,
much.
There's a lot of backstories to those drinks. Those
did
happen.
You want
to
spill it right now, or did you want to save it because... Yeah, we're going to do this like a weekly show.
Yeah, teaser alert.
There you go. Tease that one out.
Teaser
alert.
Hey,
we have more stories. We have a lot of stories. We have a ton.
We have
15
years worth of 15 years worth of stories to tell you. Suzanne, did you have something to say?
Oh, Suzanne has a story. She's giving
us
the peace out.
I'm sorry, I'm just laughing. I'm laughing at it all because
she's a podcast virgin.
In my head. All the things I can see, it's crazy.
That we're going. What do you see?
What do you see? Open just up your third eye.
Let it out.
Just the exposure right now is enough.
I'll zip my pants back up if it bothers you. So one of the cool things we used to do back in the day was we Skyped in guests from.
We were on the cutting edge.
Who the hell Skypes anymore?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
We were on the cutting edge of podcast excellence, and we had a bunch of friends that were podcasters, so we had all kinds of people all the time that from other shows and stuff, which was cool because we were able to.
Went to the podcast convention.
We went to the podcast.
And we were a hit.
We podcasted continuously for like 18 hours or something. It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
Hard enough to talk for like 3 hours.
Complete ridiculousness.
That was soft,
ridiculous.
Oh my god.
Never did that again. That was dumb.
So we've done this for a long time, and now we're getting back into it. And I dare say the technology is much better, but the competition is also much better. I guess
yes.
We're now competing against NPR.
But we're not doing this to compete with anybody. We're doing this to have fun.
No, I don't even think anybody's ever going to find us.
And get drunk.
It's an excuse to drink. more than anything.
I need no excuse to drink.
But what the plan is, we can Zoom people in. You know, yep. post-pandemic, Zoom is all the rage.
The rage.
And we have high-speed internet. I cannot tell you the frustrations we had with video not working and audio not working. And the show's supposed to start at 6, and it started at 8:30. And we were drunk and angry. And
we almost divorced back then.
And yeah. All kinds of shit.
Many nights where we're like, I'm never doing another one of these podcast.
Nowadays, shit just comes together and it seems to mostly work.
Easy peasy.
Which is going to be really exciting for the show. So this will be, once I get everybody trained up on being little actors and pretending like they're in a bar drinking and having a good time, they won't talk about podcasts and microphones and the dreaded, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Can you hear anything? I can't hear anything. So hopefully we get that stuff out of the way. And with that, we'll just kind of move forward into the show. So that's our test reel, everybody. We're going to... God, I didn't even get to my Mai Tai. I had like one sip.
Oh, mine's gone. Hold on, what the hell are you been doing? On. Shit.
He's been talking. Too much talking, not enough drinking.
All right.
It says,
where's the going out music? We need the going out music.
I don't have going out music. I've never had going out music.
We need some going out music.
We need some going out music.
Okay. I'll have some going out music for you. I'll put that in.
No, we always did. Remember, we would have like a special track every time. Like, we have this free. Remember, we did that?
All right. Say goodnight.
Good night.
Come again.
Good night.
Come again many times. That's what she said.
Come as much as you want.